Because this is where my faith in you guys comes into play. Harvard University's graduating class of 2003. Without a doubt, the finest, most talented group of sexual beings this great land has to offer. Now, I know I blew some of your minds with my depiction of what it's really like out there. But if anyone can handle the ups and downs of this crazy blue marble we call planet Earth, it's you guys. As I stare out into this vast sea of shining faces, I see the best and the brightest. Some of you will be captains of industry and business. Others of you will go on to great careers in medicine, law, and public service. Four of you, and I'm not at liberty to say which four, will go on to magnificent careers in the porno industry. I'm not trying to be funny, that's just a statistical fact. One of you, specifically John Lee, will spend most of your time just hanging out in your car, eating nachos. You'll all come back from time to time to this beautiful campus for reunions and ask the question, does anyone ever know what happened to John Lee? At that point, he will invariably pop out from the bushes and yell, "Nachos, anyone?" At first, it will scare the crap out of you. But then you'll share a laugh with your classmates and ultimately look forward to John jumping out of the bushes as a yearly event. I'd like to change gears here if I could. Talk a little bit about Saturday Night Live. Now, during my 18-year stint on the show, I had a chance to play or impersonate some very interesting people. None more interesting than our current president, Mr. George W. Bush. Now, in some cases, you actually have contact with some of the people you play. As a byproduct of this former situation, the president and myself have become quite good friends. In fact, I might even call him a father figure of sorts. Granted, a dim-witted father figure. Who likes to take a lot of naps and start wars, but a father figure nonetheless. When I told the president that I'd be speaking to you today, he wondered if I would express some sentiments to you, and I said I'd do my best. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to read this message from the President of the United States. Students, faculty, families, and distinguished guests, I just want to take time to congratulate you on your outstanding achievement as graduates of the class of 2002. The great thing about being in the class of 2002 is that you can always remember what year you graduated. Because 2002 is a palindrome. Which, of course, is a word or number that is the same read backwards or forwards. I'll bet you're surprised I know that word. But I do. So you can suck on it.